Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and I'm so happy that you have joined me today, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. It is brilliant to be here together. This is the final episode in my summer series where I'm rebroadcasting old podcasts that I think bear repeating while I'm on holidays. And as it is the end of my holidays, when this is scheduled, I'm really hoping that at this point of my holidays, I've started thinking about the year ahead, I've started making some plans, thinking about what's coming up. I like to have time to just dream a bit, you know, just think a bit about what possibilities there are out there and what I could possibly do in the year ahead. I don't make really, really fixed plans. I seem to be a little bit more flexible, but I like to really think about now, what are my goals and what's the year theme? I think I'll be talking with Scotty about year theme when I get back and all those kind of things. And you may be doing the same thing as I schedule this. It'll be for the end of January and you may be starting to think about the year ahead. And both of us, you and I, may be at this point in time feeling a little bit overwhelmed by the number of things that we would hope to achieve or accomplish, or the number of things that are just sitting on our list and we're trying to get done over the next 12 months. Because we're thinking bigger picture, we might be thinking about bigger things and it may just all get a little bit overwhelming. And that's what today's podcast is about, what to do when you feel completely overwhelmed, what to do when you think there's so much to do and I'm going to forget something. And it's about making something I call an everything list, and it's one of my major tools that I have. And before we get into it, I just want to say, I'm doing these repeat podcasts over the summer so that I don't lose you from your podcast list, so that you still listen to me every fortnight, because I don't want to lose you as a listener. And I hope you don't want to lose me. But if you really don't want to lose me, subscribe, obviously. You can also come and subscribe to my newsletter list. And if you subscribe to my newsletter list, you will get a few of these tools that I have for helping us with overwhelm as we look at things. And you will also get a newsletter from me every fortnight or so with a bit of newsy news about what I'm up to, and a couple of photos I try and put in each time, and yeah, a bit of extra information. So I would love that if you would like to join my newsletter list. But anyway, as we look at the year ahead, as we think about it, let's think about making an everything list.
Ruth Amos is with me again this morning. G'day, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you're a blogger and an author and about 20 other things as well.
Yeah, well, it keeps me pretty busy.
It does. So you need to be organised. You know what I mean?
I surely do.
And we were talking about it off air before we went, all these little things that are part of, you know, your work, that they just take time every day. Like, you know, like little things that just all add up to a whole bunch of busyness.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And trying to keep track of all the little things can get quite overwhelming. But I don't think it's just my life. I think it's just about everybody's life. So, yeah, I want to talk about tools for getting over that overwhelm this morning.
Nice. I like that. And I think right now, especially, I was talking about how in some ways lockdown kind of forced so many people just to reassess. And it seems like a lot of us are getting back to where we were before as far as business goes. And we're like, no, hang on. Yeah. Settle down. Like, I quite liked having a more simple life. So it really does take some tools to be able to put some things in order, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of tools out there and that can be overwhelming as well. So I think sometimes we need to go back to basics.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the basics?
List. A big list.
So I like that. I'm a lists man. So I'm like, that's brilliant.
You know, you write it down, get it out of your head, and then you cross it off and it feels so good.
And it does. Like, in the jobs I've had, I've always written myself lists. And then you go, right, I want to do those things today. And then you tick them off. At the end of the day, you feel like you've accomplished something. Whereas if you don't kind of order them like that, then at the end of the day, you go, I feel like I've been so busy, but I kind of don't know what I've done, you know.
Yeah,
at least
absolutely.
You can see what you've done. Awesome. So how's it worked for you?
It's yeah, it's good. I have lists and then I have other lists and I have lists in different places. But yeah, I think one of the important things to do is have a master list, a list of everything that you want to do, absolutely everything. So, you know, visit Aunt Mary or paint the house or anything that's sitting in your head, just get it all out on a piece of paper with a pen, because that's just, I know it's basic, I know it's not your computer apps and your bits and pieces, but that will get it out of your head onto paper where you know it's safe, and then you are good.
I could show you my mobile phone, because I write myself lists and I send myself SMSs, And people are like, why don't you just write notes down? I'm like, no, because if you get an SMS, then I've got a little thing that says that I've got an SMS for myself, which keeps reminding me that I've got that list there. But I do that. Like, I'll go, all right, what are all the things, so, you know, and I'll have these massive lists, but I send them on SMS. I don't know if that's ideal or not.
I think there's some other apps that you can use.
I think so. I know. I'm kind of just, she's like, why don't you write it down? Why are you sending yourself an SMS?
But, you know, what works for you, yeah, and that's to have some sort of method that's going to keep reminding you of the things. But, yeah.
The trouble with that one is you can't really tick them off, you know. And so I think the tick-off part is the important part.
Yeah.
Can I show you my shopping list?
Yeah, please.
This is so cool. My wife found this a few weeks ago. So it's called Our Groceries.
Ah.
And look at this. And it's a list. And so, like, you got shopping list and it's all online. So, like, we can go and so our weekly shop, we've got 11 items that we need to get. And then, so you've got all the list there. And then as you click on them, then they disappear and they go to purchased. And then there's down the bottom, there's all your purchase things. If you click on them again, they go back up to things you need to buy.
And I imagine that Marianne at home can add something to the list while you're in the shop getting stuff.
I might be there, I'm going to the shops, what do I need? And she'll go, I'll send you the list. And then she'll just start adding stuff to the list.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Good.
Yeah, very
so
good.
So good. So lists are genius.
Yeah, they are. They're really important.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else we need to know before we let you go?
Well, I think just think about how you're going to organise that list. So I'm thinking about an everything list, and absolutely everything on a piece of A4 paper, just scribbled down. But then you can think about either organising those things by timeline. You know, you don't need to paint the house tomorrow, but you might need to, you know, go shopping tomorrow. So let's think about putting them in the calendar so they pop up and remind you at the time.
Yeah.
But you can also forget about them until the time comes. So that's one way of organising. You can organise them by urgent and important quadrants. You can batch them. You can say things I need to do in the car, things I need to do in the house, people I need to call, and get them batched like that. But some way of organising, but always keep that master list so that you know that everything that was in your head that was falling out and you didn't know where it went, now you know where it is. It's on that piece of paper, and you can just feel so much more secure about that and so much less overwhelmed.
And my memory is not the best. So having a list is, I'm like, there's my list. You know, then you go, that's right, I was going to do that. So yeah, hey, that's so good. Great advice today. Thanks, Ruth.
No worries.
See you in a couple of weeks.
See you then. So I don't think I've ever heard anyone get as excited as Scott about a grocery list. In information there, and I want to go through things a bit more slowly. If you're interested, please hang around and have a chat with me. The first thing is the master list. And I really cannot emphasise enough just how excellent it is for overwhelm to sit down with a piece of A4 paper and a pen, or a couple of pieces of A4 paper, should your life be that exhausting, and just write everything down. And I mean everything. So, you know, fold the laundry. Yeah, it's something that's in your head. It's not a big deal. It doesn't need to be, you know, time budgeted for or whatever, probably. But it is in your head. Write it down. Make lunches for tomorrow. Write it down. Then something as big as, you know, paint the house or organize the plumber or something like that, write it down. If you're thinking it's time to sort your sock drawer and that's hanging over your head, write it down on the piece of paper. If you need to clean the car or finish that report that you're writing for work, so all the work stuff that's hanging over your head, finish the report, do some email, all those, you know, contact so-and-so, ring so-and-so, those sort of things. Anything at all. Nothing's too big, nothing's too small. Put it all down on that piece of paper. And just the act of actually getting it out of your head and onto a piece of paper is an incredibly freeing act. It means that you don't have to keep that in working memory. You don't have to keep remembering it. And you don't sit there wondering what you've forgotten. And you might do this list in one sitting. You might do it over a couple of days. You might put the piece of paper on the fridge and come back to it over and over again. You might have it in your organizer, your personal organizer, and you carry it with you and take it around. It's really tempting at this point with the big list to think, oh, no, what I'm going to do, I'm not going to put it pen and paper. I'm going to do it in a task management app that's on my phone or on my computer. And while that's a reasonable idea or sounds like it on the surface, it actually isn't. There's just a couple of pitfalls that you can fall into here. One, you can spend hours looking at the different task management apps that are available. You might decide that your basic one on your phone isn't good enough and you're going to find one that is. You could be lost in a rabbit hole there. You could just spend hours and hours of time you don't have and end up further behind. So, to get around that, find a new task manager on your list of pen and paper list and get around to do that as one of your to-do things later. Another thing is that, yeah, the task managers are great because they help you to organize things. And we're going to talk about different software just very mildly at the end of this. But you can get stuck in organizing. I've got to email my aunt. I'm emailing my aunt, so that's family. Does that come under family? Oh, but I'm emailing her about not being able to go to a church thing. So does that come under church? Oh, but actually I can't go to a church thing because I'm doing this thing for work. So does that come under work? Oh, I'm not sure. And suddenly you've got it, all of this task things going around in your head. And that's not what this is about. What this is about is getting it out of your head and onto the piece of paper. So pen and paper, while it is the most basic of tools, is an excellent tool for this brain dump list. Just get it out on the piece of paper. And remember, no job is too big and no job is too small. And you might want to do it over a couple of days so that all of the things that have been rattling around in your head can get down on the piece of paper. And then you've got them. You've got them. They're not going to get lost. They're not going to fall out somewhere. They're not going to wander off. You know all the things you have to do. And also you can have a look at that and see which things just rely on you and which things rely on other people. And that's another thing that we're going to talk about with organizing. So there's several organizing ways to do things. And let me start with batching, because otherwise I'm going to forget that idea. So batching is one way that you can organize this list. You can look at it and say, all of these tasks require me to get in the car to do them. So I'm going to put them in an in the car list. All of these tasks require somebody else to help me do them. So I'm going to put them all in one segment as things I need someone else to help me with. All of these tasks need to be done on the computer. So I'm going to put them on the computer. One way of batching that I've read in a book, which is called Organize Your Day by Sandra Felton, is to batch them under do, write, call, buy. So things that you need to do, actions you need to do, things that you need to write, emails, texts, letters, cards, those sort of things, people you need to call, and things you need to buy or things you need to do at the shops. So that's one method of organizing. Batch them. Think which jobs go together and put them together in the same place. Another way that you can do it is by timeline. And I like the timeline one because it organizes, it gets things completely out of your head. Because you might have things, as I said to Scott, things like paint the house. Now, paint the house needs to happen at a specific time of year. It can't just happen this weekend. You need to have a good day where the weather's likely to be right for painting the house. You need to have a lot of things organized and you need to get it together. So when you've got paint the house on your list, you would maybe put that in your calendar for a few months' time. And you might also add to the calendar before that, that you need to organize painting the house. So you might have divide that into several segments and put them in different places in your calendar. Buy the paint, organize people to come paint the house, and set a date to do it. And now all of that is in your calendar for the future. It's not something that you have to think about right now. You can attack that when the time comes. Whereas go grocery shopping, that might have to happen tomorrow. Put that in your calendar for tomorrow. You don't need to think about it now until tomorrow. It's off your plate. And the things that you need to do today go in your calendar for today. My today list usually goes on a pen and paper calendar where I've got a small space about, let me see, it's about 2 inches tall, that I can write my list of things for the day. If my list of things for today doesn't fit in that small space, I can't do it today and I have to put it on to the next day. So that's a little trick I use too to make sure I'm not overloading my day, because not everything can happen in one day. We sometimes need to lower our expectations. So you can sort your jobs by timeline, things that have to happen now, things that have to happen later, things that are seasonal and will happen in the summer or the spring or whatever. So that's one way. Another way, now you need to use your imagination for this because it's a little bit difficult to think of, but if you're not a visual person like me, it's a little bit difficult to think of. I have to draw it out. So what you do is, this is a pen and paper method again, take your piece of paper and divide it into 4 quadrants. So you've divided your piece of paper into 4 equal parts, and across the top of those quadrants you write urgent and not urgent. And down the side, you write important and not important. Okay, so that means that the top left-hand quarter, that is for jobs that are urgent and important. Things that need to be done in a specific time, now-ish, and that are very important to you. The quadrant next to that, so top right, that is for things that are important but not urgent. So they're not incredibly time-limited, but they're still important things that you need to do. Bottom left is urgent, but not important. So they're urgent things, they're really time limited, they have to be done, but they're not very important. They're not going to move things forward for you. They're not going to be a problem if they get dropped or, we'll talk about this again a bit more in a minute. And the final quadrant, bottom right, is not urgent and not important. Okay, so everything that belongs in the not urgent, not important quadrant, you know what you can do with that stuff? You can bin it. You do not need to do those jobs. They come off your big list. They don't need to happen at all. Whew, already we're feeling freer. This is really great. The other bottom quadrant, the not important but urgent things, those things you can delegate. Make someone else do it. Yes, the rubbish bin does need to be put up onto the street tonight, but I don't need to do that. I can make my son do that, which I have. Thank you, Caleb. You do a wonderful job. So yes, you need to decide whether they're not important to you or not. But the thing is, they might be important to somebody else, but they're not necessarily things that you have to do. Give them to someone else to do. These are not your jobs. Okay. The urgent and important, I think you know what to do with those. You need to do those jobs. You need to do them now and as soon as possible, and they need to be done by you. And hopefully you don't have the whole list in that square. If you do have your whole master list in that square, then you need to take a good long hard look at yourself and decide that these do not all need to be done by you and they do not all need to be done now, because there's just no way that they do. And I know that I get caught in that trap. I really do. I decide that everything depends on me and it all has to be done by me. And I don't want to start a counselling session with you right now, but if all of your list is in that top left-hand quadrant, it shouldn't be. Get help. Okay. And the final quadrant, the important but not urgent quadrant, this quadrant is a problem too, because these things are important to you and it is important they get done, but because they don't have a deadline, they may never, ever, ever get done. And that's bad because they're important to you. Things that go into this quadrant, I think, for me, are things like write a novel. No one's given me a deadline on writing my novel. No one's making me do it. No one's standing over my shoulder telling me, sit down and write. But it is important. It's very important for me to get that novel out. So I need to plan time to get these non-urgent but important things done. And I need to, sit down with my calendar, block out time to do it and make sure I do it. So that's your urgent, important quadrant. I hope you could visualize that. And the last thing that I have idea for organizing your list, and I've done all of these at different times in my life, because sometimes it's the urgent, important quadrant that I really need to figure out what needs to be done now and what's important to me and whatever. Sometimes it's the timeline where I put things on the calendar. And sometimes it's this mind map idea, which is my final one. So sometimes it just makes more sense to me to mind map it. What I do is I put myself in the middle of the page, Ruth's life. This is my life. And I start pushing off into different segments of my life. So things that are to do with my home, things that are to do with my family, things that are to do with my work, things that are to do with church. And then I divide the list amongst those areas of my life. And I find that mind mapping my list, putting it into different areas, firstly, it helps me remember things that I need to do in those different areas. And secondly, it shows me how much of my time I'm giving to these different areas in my life and how much of my brain power and whatever they're using up. And so it helps me to organize my life and to really see a picture in front of me of what my life visually looks like. So that is what I have to say about writing lists at the moment. I'm sure I will talk about this before, because I love lists. I love ticking things off. It gives me such a great feeling. In fact, if I do something that isn't on my list, I haven't put it on my list yet, I will put it on my list in order to tick it off, because it makes me feel like I've actually accomplished something. And Scotty was so right when he was talking about, that feeling of accomplishment at the end of the day where you can look back and say, yes, I did this. At the moment, what am I using to write lists? As I said, my daily list goes in a little square in my little daily diary. It's week to a page, and each segment is small. And in that segment, I write what I need to do for that day. If they don't fit on the segment, then I'm obviously trying to squish too much into the day, and I need to push things onto the next day. I keep my master list in Evernote because I have it on my computer and I have it on my phone. And if something pops into my head that I think I have to remember to do that, I can just open up Evernote and write it down and it's there and I don't lose it. So this is not the overwhelm master list. Well, it is. It's the overwhelm master list that I've written on a piece of paper and then transferred into Evernote. I think you could use Evernote, you could use a spreadsheet or a Word document or however you like to keep it. It's a good idea to keep it in the cloud somewhere, then you know you've got it. That's up to you. And the other thing that I use is a daily app called Moleskine, which is a paid app, but I'm finding it really nice because the different segments of my life are coloured in different colours. So my housework segment is a really nice aqua green, and my writing segment is blue, and my talk to people is purple, and my editing segment is red, which, you know, is scary, but I try not to put too much of that stuff on there. But I can look at it every day, see what I've got to do. It integrates my calendar and I can cross things off as I do it, and it's all very satisfying. So they're the things that I'm using at the moment. I've also just used my basic tasks app on my phone, and there are just so many different apps out there. There are so many good ones. Like I said, you can get caught in a rabbit hole of looking at all of the apps and trying to figure out which one works for you. And maybe none of them work for you. And maybe right now what you really need is a pen and a sheet of paper and 10 minutes to scribble down everything that's in your head that you have to do. So I hope that if this is you, this has been helpful and that you're able to get some clarity on what your life holds and what you're trying to make yourself do. And I really hope that you'll be able to bring some peace and order into your life by writing down a brain dump list. And I will chat to you again next time.